We're joined in studio tonight with Clodagh O'Mahony. Clodagh is project manager. Good evening, Clodagh.
Good evening, Declan.
And Clodagh is here, and she's with Cox's Domain Youth and Community Project Limited. Clodagh, give us a bit of background. What exactly is this all about?
Okay. Cox's Domain Youth and Community Project is our official title, but it's kind of known locally around Dundalk as The House.
Very good.
We will be 25 years in existence this October. Started in 1991, first established, and it was begun really by a man called Brian Doyle. I'm sure he's quite well known in the town.
He is, Brian.
And basically, I suppose there were two derelict council houses in Cox's Domain at the time, numbers 15, 16 Oakland Park. And Brian had this idea to actually renovate those two houses and to provide a service for young people in the area who were being thrown out of everywhere else, either through their own behaviour or other things, but that he really wanted it for young people who maybe were being put out of school, put out of youth clubs, and needed to learn new skills and be accepted. So that's really where it started. He himself started in 1991. He was a painter and decorator by trade at the time, and he just took 6 months and worked voluntary on the house with a group of young people who were about 17, 18 at the time, and they were on a false teamwork scheme. One of them actually was Garrett Weldon, who's now going up for election for profit. So they worked on it, and it was really done on a wing and a prayer, because there was very little funding, and at the time the Loud Youth Federation came in to back it. And really and truly, I suppose that's when it started, with just two houses, and it grew and developed over the years. At this stage, in 1996, it was an end house, and in 1996 we kind of got funding and built on the equivalent of another two houses, so it's nearly like four houses, but it's purpose built inside. And at this stage, I suppose it's really grown and developed, and we're nearly a mini institution. We cater for about 200, 250 children and young people on a weekly basis.
How many people are involved in this?
We would be a company limited now, and on our management committee we would have a very active management committee board of about 8 to 10 people, a mixture of local people but also people from the different state agencies, like Mary McDonald, the senior probation officer. And down through the years we had childcare manager, we had people from County Louth VEC. But in terms of working now, I suppose we would have about 8 full-time workers and maybe then part-time workers and volunteers.
Very good.
It's a big outfit at this stage, yeah.
And what sort of activities do you do?
Okay. I suppose it's for young people, obviously, and it's about the personal and social and educational development of young people. We have a priority, and it's stated in our aim, we have a priority for young people at risk in the community. We've a wide range of programmes. We would have an after-school service for children aged 6 up to 12 years, and they basically come every day after school and they do their homework, get homework support, and then they get a hot meal and activities, so they're kind of looked after, I suppose, from 20 to 3 until 6 o'clock. We work very closely with the local schools, so the workers actually go over into the school and they do the homework in the school, and then the young people come over to the project and have a hot meal and do activities.
So it gives them a chance, rather than going home and forgetting about doing the homework and not.
And I suppose if there's parents, maybe some parents out working or maybe find it difficult to help with the homework. And also it's a nurturing space for the young people, and they get a hot, healthy meal every day and activities until 6 o'clock. So there'll be about 32 young people involved.
Very good. There's a lot involved in that. I was reading something. Is it the High Voltage Garda Youth Diversion
Project? That's another programme. That would be funded, the after-school service, parents do pay some fees towards that, obviously, and then it's also funded by the National Childcare Investment Programme. The Garda Youth Diversion Project is funded through the Irish Youth Justice Service and through the Garda, and again, we work with the local Garda Juvenile Liaison Officer. It's for young people aged 11 to about 16, 17 years of age, who are kind of in danger of getting caught up in crime, or on the fringes of crime, or already have begun down the road of crime. So a lot of we would have two full-time workers, but they work with about 50 young people in the year, and a lot of the work would be kind of diversionary activities, at times maybe when they could get into other stuff that wouldn't be, and a lot of it too would be looking at things like programs around substance misuse, alcohol awareness, anger management, even looking at if they're beginning to drift into crime, kind of looking, doing offending behaviour programs and looking at kind of, you know,
and maybe even developing skills,
absolutely. They do a lot of, and they do a lot in the summer of outdoor pursuits and night walks and a lot of out and about. And and also they do some actual clean-ups in the, you know, so the whole idea is to develop to a kind of a social and a civic spirit, and they do clean-ups in the area and they might do something for the old people and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, you could have somebody there who has a skill.
Yeah.
And because it's not encouraged to come out...
Absolutely.
That if you can get through various programs that
we would have, you know, they do a lot of art, a lot of cooking. We would have our shed at the back. They would do some woodwork and stuff like that. So computers, we do a lot of IT things like that. Actually, some of the high voltage project, the young people were down here in Dundalk FM and they did FETAC level 3 in media, you know, so they were out in the street interviewing people, and, you know, so it develops a lot of social skills as well.
Yeah, it seems to, because I've been reading through what you do, and a lot of it seems to be geared from, especially from 12 to 17 years, which is children's formative years that they can go down maybe wrong paths,
absolutely,
or whatever like that,
absolutely.
Or they can feel sort of maybe left behind, as I suppose some of the thing would be that, you know, maybe support, the homework studies, you know, finding out their skills, or even, you know, that their people's local sort of community spirit.
Absolutely.
That they can discover this, that why break it? Let's go and fix it. Let's have it looking nice. And
I think the big thing with a lot of the young people is to actually try and give them a sense of achievement. You know, they actually do, despite it, they might have the hard front on them, but behind it all, you know, they like to feel they're doing good and they're achieving something.
Yeah, because it's the feel good factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is probably a better drug than anything else.
Absolutely.
That they can get, that at least, and there's a sense of local, you know, sort of local pride as well. Pride in themselves and pride in their area
and in their community. Yeah.
So it seems to what do you call it?
The wood as well as that. Like, we would have programs for young people who we've. Program with the Fee College Dundalk, where the young people who, for one reason or another, they can't manage a full day in the school system, but they're still the school going age, so they would spend, they'd have a very structured program, but it would be informal as well, but they would spend 2 hours in school and 4 hours in the project, and the youth workers would go up into the school with them, and then vice versa, the teachers from the school come down and do some stuff in the project as well. So it's kind of a partnership approach.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of connection there with the schools.
With the schools and with all the different agencies. With
and sort of with the parents as well.
Parents, Gardaí.
It's kind of like a catch-all thing there.
Absolutely.
To assist them
and
to try and, you know, to try and harness the young people in them without going off the rails. It's a difficult job, but it's what you call it. I'm sure you've had some great successes there.
We have, and I suppose it's difficult sometimes. I think sometimes the 13, 14, 15, that age is the kind of age, it's the kind of risky age, and if you can get them the other end of that, sometimes they do come out the other side. Also, I suppose you have to sometimes say, well, what is a result, you know, and sometimes, you know, it can be hard at the time to see positive results, but then you will see it later on. I suppose we'd also get funded through TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, and through LMETB would give us teaching hours for some of the young people. We've a vast range of programs. We'd have youth clubs, summer youth project, you know, so
very good.
Busy place.
You also have a kitchen. Let's get down to brass tacks here. And the reason, I suppose, and I'm delighted that you were able to come on tonight, because
we got a
request in from yourselves, and we get within the Lions Club, we would get regular requests for, you know, for some element of funding. We're a bit like yourselves, that we have to fundraise ourselves. 100% of what we collect goes out to local projects. And we got a request in from yourself there, and again, the members in the club would be very aware of what the house is, and we would probably know it as the house. Again, when we look through some of the offerings that you have on there, which is like the after school service, the high voltage diversion project, the gaining ground probation project, the Friday project, the second chance project, youth clubs, summer youth project, North Dundalk family support hub, and teen parent support project. Now, you have a kitchen which was put in place 19 years ago in 1996, when the project was smaller and had less children, young people and projects availing of it. It also wasn't designed at the time for the volume of use it has now, nor with the health and safety considerations that ye are currently advisable when preparing food for children and young people. So you want to extend your kitchen, upgrade and refurbish it. Because you're getting big.
We are getting big. And I suppose the kitchen is literally used all day. The Second Chance Project, which is like an alternative education project, they both prepare their dinner every day and cook it. And now there would be only 10 or 12 of them, so it's not too congested. But when the after school children are there, there's 32 of them with four leaders. So it's the old kitchen, it just became too congested.
Yeah.
I suppose they were getting hot food served every day, and just in terms of health, the kitchen was getting old and chipped, and in terms of even health and safety and serving food to children.
But it's wear and tear.
Because it's wear and tear.
Come here, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's been used.
Used right? Constantly.
It's been used constantly there. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And so, I suppose it's the heart of the heart, literally, of the project, the kitchen always was, you know.
And so it would. And again, if you look at a normal house, the kitchen is generally, you go into a house, the kitchen is where everybody hangs around.
Yeah.
Maybe because there's food there.
Yeah, probably.
But that's where we hang around. So in your letter there, the cost of the extension is 28,000 euro. And to date, you have secured 12,500.
Well, actually, since that letter now, we received some money from the Old and Underprivileged in Dundalk, and we also received a bit from some businesses. So I think to date, we probably have about 15,000, maybe 15,500, which is great.
Well, I think I'm glad Irene joined us here, because as president, Irene has a little envelope there, I think, for you.
It's fantastic.
So we'll. I know you can't see this on air, but we will take a photograph of the official handover and put it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Anyway, Irene, I'll hand over to you.
Yeah, we're delighted to be able to present you with a cheque towards your kitchen. It's a fantastic project, everything you do and all the children that you reach out to, and that will carry on for years and years as they will go through their life. Mm. And I'm sure you've actually probably seen some of their children come through as
well. Absolutely, I am anyway.
So it's a brilliant project, and we're delighted to be able to give you a check here towards your kitchen, and very best of luck with the project.
Okay, thanks very, very much, Irene and Declan and all the Lions Club. It's fabulous to get this, and it will add to our fundraising, and we're getting there, and as I say, everything counts, and it's marvellous, so thank you very much.
No problem, we're delighted to do it.
Really appreciate it, because I mean, I'm aware that the Lions Club yourselves would spend a lot of time fundraising, so you know.
That's what it's for. It's for, we fundraise for local causes there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is a cause which I certainly know at the meeting, like, there wasn't even a question. Mm-hmm. It was can we afford to give more? Again, we've certain constraints there,
of course.
But we were absolutely delighed to partake in it there, and we have many, many hot meals, and we might drop in for a cup of tea.
Absolutely, you're more than welcome. And as I say, the work is well on, so every bit of money that comes in is fantastic, and we'll certainly absolutely, you have the number now, so
you're
more than welcome anytime.
Thank you very much. And that was Clodagh O'Mahony joining us tonight from Cox's Domain Youth and Community Project, and really fabulous work that ye do there.
So now, I suppose it's just a big thank you, behalf of all the management, the staff, and especially on behalf of the young people, to the Lions Club Dundalk. Thank you.